And I'm going to begin in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, and verse 9. And I would like you to take this message to heart for you. God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. Not only does he want to, he has the power if you'll get in the right mood. And I'm going to try to set that stage tonight. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9, the word of God says this, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him." I'm going to read that again. "For the eyes of the Lord," the eyes of the Lord, "run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." God's arm is not short. God's the same yesterday. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if ever he's been willing to help and heal, he's willing now, today. Jesus spoke of this time because the love of many will grow cold. It says that the hearts of people would fail them, and there are some awful things. And what God is looking for is somebody that's desperate. Now, let me explain myself. I'm going to read from the book of Samuel, and I'm going to start in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. Once, and this is the account of Hannah and her husband Elkanah. She had a sister wife. There were two of them. And her sister wife, Peninnah, she had children, and Hannah had none. Now, at that time in history, in that region of the world, that was a very terrible shame for a woman, I guess you could call it, or a slight or whatever. But this is an account of what she did. She was desperate. She was desperate to have a child. Some people are desperate for a move right now of God in their life. Some people are desperate for an answer right now. God, help me. God, give me direction. And this is one thing I've noticed throughout many years, that you got to get desperate. You've got to just put some things aside. You can't be worried about this, that, or the other. But I'm going to begin reading at 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 9. "Once after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow." She got desperate. She got serious with God. She wasn't worried about who knew. She wanted God to know. And that's what always works. How serious, how much do we want what God has for us? Do we believe he can do those things? Amen. So Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow. See, when you're desperate, you'll take it to the next level. It's not that God won't answer. It's according to our faith. And sometimes our faith is moved when we get in terrible situations. How many of you have been in a terrible situation lately? I have. "And she made this vow, O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, His hair will never be cut. Now, as she was praying to the Lord, Eli, the priest, watched her, seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound. He thought she had been drinking. This is the ministry, misjudging. I'll tell you, if one thing I've done over my ministry is I've misjudged people. I've judged people harshly. I judge without knowing the facts when I should have been silent. And it's a common thing in the ministry, and it's a devastating thing. And you can hurt and crush people by doing such as that. As she was praying, Eli watched her, seeing her lips moving, but hearing no sound, she thought she had been drinking. "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh, no, sir," she replied. "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged." And I'm speaking to the person tonight that's discouraged. I've seen and met and prayed with so many that are very discouraged. These are times where you can get that way. I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. "Don't think I'm a wicked person. Don't think I'm a wicked woman. For I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow. I was up last night. I could not sleep. And I was praying out of great anguish and sorrow. Sorrow for my loved ones. You're my loved ones. All of you are my family. If you're a Christian. Jesus, your mother and brethren want to talk to you outside." And Jesus said, "Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? Those that follow my God. Those that make God their father." And we're reminded that when we pray, the Lord said, "Pray, my Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So on and so forth. See, Jesus said, henceforth, you won't pray to me anymore. You'll pray to my Father in my name. John 6:44 says, nobody can come to the Son, Jesus, in salvation unless my Father draw him. I believe God is drawing people in this small little room right here tonight. He's asking you to let your feelings be what they really are. He's looking for people that are desperate enough to get an answer. Sometimes desperado with faith will help you to get what you want, what you need. The fervent, effectual prayer of a child of God will be answered. God will answer his people. Over our lifetime, Millie and I, God has just answered over and over and over. He's taken us recently. I had some kind of infirmity came on me where they had to drill my head open, where they had to draw blood and different stuff off of my brain. And they told my family, you know, he almost died. I never felt that way. I'm sorry. But I did feel desperate. And I knew it was time for me to leave. And they said, "Oh, no, you've got a lot more time. You got to be here." I said, no, that's not right. I said, "I feel great." So they brought a therapist to walk me and see what I could do. I outwalked the therapist, okay? I did everything. Put your hands out. What day it is? When's your birthday? And I could answer these. And I would answer when my birthday was with a question. And when am I getting out of here? I've got things to do. I've got places to go and people to see. I have not spent my life on the bed of sickness. And I would rather go home personally. I'm just sorting some things out. Remember me, I'm desperate. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to come forward if you're desperate. If you're desperate enough to not worry what people look like, what people are looking at you and thinking, who cares what they think? How many times have people been wrong about how many things? Over and over and over, many times things are not as they look. I've preached this thought many times. You can think that something's going a certain way in somebody else's life, and you can begin to talk about it, only to find out it wasn't that way at all. It's best to be silent for a long time unless you got a word for that person. Go to their house and knock on their door and say, I've got a word from the Lord for you. And talk with them and love them. What the world needs now, I believe it was Petula Clark or somebody in the 60s, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Isn't that the truth? There's cruelty and just overlooking people that are hurting and not trying to reach out to them, at least in prayer or whatever else we can do. But she was desperate. Hannah was desperate. Her sister would plague her and mock her because she didn't have any children. And it was a bummer. Many times we've prayed for wives here that wanted children. And God always answered. Always answered. Oh, no, sir, she replied. I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged. If you've come in here and there's areas of your life that you are discouraged, I'm going to challenge you tonight. Get really discouraged. Get desperate because the eyes of the Lord are going forth to and fro across the earth, and he's not looking for somebody that's holier than thou. He's looking for somebody that wants a miracle. See, he can only work a miracle. Jesus himself could not do many miracles in one place because of their unbelief. Stir yourself. Make yourself believe the promises of God, and you'll have what you want. Oh, no, sir. She replied, I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart. When was the last time you poured out your heart? You know, if you're a believer, if you're a child of God, along with stressing and worrying, put that junk away and just pour your heart out. The word says in Psalms and in Peter, cast your burden upon the Lord because he cares for you. See, no matter what's happened to you in this life, no matter who's hurt you, no matter who's abused you, God never has. He's your father if you're a Christian. And he loves you, and he wants to help you tonight. He wants to help you tonight. And don't think I'm a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow. I would encourage you to take your feelings, and instead of calling your best friend, call on the name of Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus can help you. Jesus can change your circumstances. I just started calling out on the Lord as soon as I came out of surgery, and he met me, and he began to strengthen me. All the nurses said, Angelo, huh? We've never seen anybody recover like this. What is it? And one little Filipino girl named JJ, I said, well, it's my faith. And she said, what does that mean? And make a long story short, it led to her 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun was even up. She gave her heart to Jesus in a wonderful way. In that case, Eli said, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him. Oh, thank you, sir, she exclaimed. Then she went back, began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord one more time. Then they returned home to Ramah, and Elkanah slept with Hannah, and the Lord remembered her plea. When was the last time that you prayed so intensely, so fervently, so effectually, so accurately that you touched the heart of God? That's what we have to do. We have to let him touch our heart. And in due time, she gave birth to a son, And she named him Samuel, one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. For she said, I asked the Lord for him. And she did what she said she would do. And she gave that son to the Lord. And he became a great, great prophet. When a town would see him coming, they would run out there and say, have you come in peace? Because if he hadn't, stuff was going to happen. Things were going to be set right. And that's the authority and power that he walked in. In verse 20, once again, the word says, she named him Samuel, for she said, I asked the Lord for him. In the Hebrew, Samuel means asked of the Lord. And in the Hebrew language, Samuel means heard by God. Heard by God. My great desire is tonight, you're heard by God. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the face of the earth. When? That Hebrewism suggests that always, he's always doing that. He's looking for somebody to show himself mighty through. He's looking for somebody that will believe him, that will ask him in faith. I'm about to close this message and we're about to go into communion. But I'm going to give you this opportunity. I believe this is what the Lord wants to do. And see if it's too scary for you to do what I'm going to ask you. You're not in the place where I'm talking about. You're not in the place that Hannah was in. If you've got a desperate situation, I'm asking you to come up here right now. If nobody comes, that's all right with me. My name in the Greek means messenger of God. Angelo means messenger of God. I just gave you my best. I'll wait a moment. I'm not worried. I won't be mad at you. I just preach what God told me to preach. Is anybody desperate? Does anybody need the help of the Lord tonight? Millie, I'd like you to come up here and help me, sweetie. Are you desperate? You need a breakthrough. You need an answer. You don't want it to go another week without an answer. Millie, I'd like you to start at that end and just lay hands on every person. Just walk your way this way. If we had time, if we had 3 hours, we'd pray with each and every one of you. But God knows what you're up here for. God knows. Tell him. Tell him I'm desperate. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Help them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, help them. Help them, Lord. Help them, Father. In Jesus' name, you have your hand. In Jesus' name, help these two sisters of mine, Lord God, that love you. They've been battered, bruised. They're stuck in a situation. Help them, God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, help these two brothers of mine. Help them, Lord. Help them to get their answer. Help them to get their breakthrough, I pray, in Jesus' holy name. Lord, help my son. Help him, God. Help him, Lord. Help him. Help him, Father. He's in despair and anguish at times. It seems like the trial will never end. Help him, God. Help this young lady right here, Lord. Help her. What was your name again?
Cherie.
Cherie. God wants to help you tonight. Tonight, in Jesus' name, tonight, that you get an answer tonight, that you get a breakthrough tonight, that God would set some new things in order tonight in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. God bless Barbara, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Help her, Lord God, as she faces many things and when she's by herself, Lord, she's hurting and she's crying out to you and she's looking for your help. You're the only one that can help her as much as you can help her, Lord God. There is no other. In Jesus' name, help Barbara. Help her, Lord. the holy name of Jesus. Pardon? I did. Brother Larry, do you have anything to say? Don't have anything at all? Okay. Because if you do, I want that gift to move inside of you. We are going to take communion. We don't do anything here because we want to. Because that this is what we see in the Word. Many years ago, I took a deep study into communion and what it meant. And I'm asking you to either come to the front